What's
No.
going on? Welcome to Totally Blitz Podcast. We're in this motherfucker about talks. The Lomachenko versus Kambosos card for the IBF World Lightweight title vacant belt right now. But as always, before we hop into it, go down, like, and subscribe. Comment your picks for this fight. How you think your guy's gonna win? Any bets you're placing? We love to hear it. I'm Paul. Pick and win them, and I'm joined with
What's going on, boys? It's Marcus Prime Time. Penley, you know what it is.
your boy Southpaw Ryan boxing.
We got Gator's favorite boxer.
We in here for the Aussies.
The Aussies. Oh. Is that what they say?
Yeah, we gotta hit some shoeys.
Nah, but I can't get behind that. I respect it from a distance, but there ain't no way I'm putting no beer in my shoe and drinking
I don't
that.
respect. I don't respect none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's other people's feet in your mouth, and you know what I'm saying? You're just
No,
nah.
but
I'm sorry.
I see people get brand new shoes and do it, like some cheap shit from like some like penny shoe place, whatever. That's cool.
All
I
types of
wouldn't do that.
fungus, like just think all types of fungus between the beer, the person's sweaty foot, and however old that shoe
All right, we can't
is.
shoot them now. We're about to talk them, bro.
Now,
It's the most
I'm not gonna
disgusting.
lie. Now,
It's the most disgusting thing.
that boy Tim Zoo told me, hey, let's do some shoeies. I'm like, which shoe, left or right?
Shout out Rhea Ripley, if you know.
That?
The WWE bitch. She's from
Oh, is she?
Australia, yeah.
That's mommy?
Yeah, it's mommy,
That's
yeah.
mommy. Make sure. All right, there's only one Rhea Ripley. I know.
Yeah.
She batted in Clarissa Shields?
What happened?
She batted in Clarissa? Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
Clarissa,
man.
the quote?
The
The quote? I forgot. Yeah. Nah, but she's not better than Kayla Henderson, but Harrison, bro.
that
That's some more of that UFC talk. But let's get
that's
into
the
this card
one.
though. Before we get off trail, bro. We got one little fight to talk on this one. The Loma versus Kambosos IBF World Lightweight title vacated after Devin Haney dipped out the division. Loma, honestly, shouldn't be fighting for no bacon belt. He beat Devin Haney that night, but that's neither here nor there. How do y'all feel about this? Honestly, it was closer in odds. It was like Loma champ, still big odds, like -600 Loma. Here we are, and now he's like -900. So a lot of people definitely think Loma's gonna win. It's just more, how do you think he is gonna win? Because it's kind of split. It's like -150 by decision, +150 by KO. So it's pretty split either way. How do y'all feel this fight goes?
I don't see a KO happening. I mean, not saying like nothing against Loma. I just think Loma's gonna do like a just a classic, like outclass kind of, just kind of, spin him around in circles. He's gonna be tagging him with that straight left, just popping him, just keep turning him. And I mean, I think Lomachenko, he's bro, that boy's locked in. He's probably pissed off about this fucking Haney bullshit. You seen him boohoo crying. Wasn't that the last time we seen him in the ring? When
Yep.
he was boohoo crying in the locker room. So like, bro, he's like, fuck that. I'm getting older. All these people keep calling me out. Everyone's saying I'm older. I think he's locked in. He's taking a tough route back to the belts. I think he's gonna have a clean sweep. I mean, nothing really against Kambosos. Like he's not like he's not the best of the best, but he's not horrible. But I don't think he's gonna have too much to offer on Lomachenko. I mean, he might be able to get off some shots, but for the most part, I think Loma's just gonna be able to do what he do. Dance him, circle. He might have a slow start, but for the most part, he might break him down eventually. But if he gets a knockdown, bro, then he might be coming back with some vengeance or like a knockout. He might be coming with some blood.
Yeah, I think Loma, he should get the decision with 3-1, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is, you know what I'm saying, this is a, it's an okay fight, two mid fighters going at it. I do think it's gonna go to a decision, just because I think Kambosos he's really tough, and I think he has a pretty strong chin, you know what I'm saying? He was getting touched up by Haney, but he wasn't really visibly hurt, he was bleeding a lot. So I think he's gonna stay up. So give me Loma back decision victory. Loma, he's coming off an embarrassing performance against Haney where he lost. and cried in the locker room. So, yeah, he's gonna come with vengeance. He wants to prove that he's still that guy, that he's still top of the game, and he wants to become undisputed, and that's still his dream. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't gotten undisputed yet. People think he is. People act like he is, but he hasn't been there yet. And that's what he wants.
Yeah, I mean, even the fact that Kambosos is fighting this fight is kind of bullshit, because a lot of people, myself included, think he lost to Maxie Hughes in his last fight. The fight after the Devin Haney fight, it was a majority decision win that he got the win, and it was in Perth on his, like, it was on his card. He was main at the headline of that card as well. Definitely got a favoritism by the hometown judges in that one. It was honestly a robbery. Don't want to. I'm not using that word lightly. A lot of people were throwing that word around, so he shouldn't have
Was
even.
that just a title? Was that just a title eliminator, or was that for a belt
That was a, I believe, a title eliminator. That was
to get to this fight?
or to get
Okay.
to anything type shit, and then now it's along with Kambosos
Get
because.
to anything type
Yeah,
shit.
like I think Haney was still in that process of where the fuck's he going? What's he, is he moving up?
Oh yeah, with his bullshit. I'd be forgetting that this man dropped all his belts, bro.
Yeah, so but Loma is at 135. Yeah, there's Tank, but Tank's on his Amazon deal. Tank says the next six or seven fights are already locked in, so we'll wait until the Loma fight. We'll wait until Loma's nice and old and fragile.
Shakur just announced his
So
fight.
Shakur booked fucking the guy that Frank Martin just cooked, Artem, whatever. That's who Shakur's next.
How the fuck he get a title fight?
We talk about cherry picking, but yeah, fucking. He, we'll see. Loma, this is Loma's gonna win this fight. Honestly, I hope it's by decision. That's
Who do you
probably
think Loma goes after next is the real question. He might
another
have to
cherry,
go after the
another
vacant.
cherry pick, probably.
He
There is no.
might have to go after that vacant belt.
Tank is fighting. I'm pretty sure. I honestly think after Tank's fight here, it will be the Loma fight. Because Loma's a little old, like Loma's older, got a couple losses, and he looked
Oh, yeah,
good.
and they can unify.
They can unify, and he looked good against Devin Haney, and he's gonna look really good against George Kambosos.
Damn, that's crazy, though. He's gonna.
And he's fighting in a couple weeks too, where the timing will be perfect. Like when's the perfect time to call out Loma when he looks great again, which will be after this Kambosos fight when he wins a
Oh,
belt.
yeah, be like, yeah, what's up, Loma? Let's get it in.
Yeah, fuck it. And that's why I'm kind of scared to take the decision fight because I think Loma, you like, when does Loma look great is when he has slower fighters that stand upright in front of him. And that's exactly what George Kambosos is. He's going to stand right in front of
I
him.
think Loma, yeah, Loma's gonna dance around his ass, and he's
There's going
just
to be
gonna be like
some body shots that I think will
a, yeah.
drop him. I think there will be a knockdown. I think Loma knocks him down. I just don't know if it gets finished, but it could be one of those. There's the TKOs, like unanswered punches. Loma
Might
stops.
do his ass like Comey.
Yeah, fucking yeah. So this
Fuck
is
him
kind
up.
of yeah. Give me Loma here. I'm gonna go with knockout. I'm gonna give him by late
He's not.
stoppage, like in the 10 to 12, like 9 to 12 range. Like he gets the late stoppage going towards the championship rounds.
The Matrix. I hope so. He wins, man.
I think Kambosos looked good for like 2 rounds. Give me the first 2 rounds, Kambosos. Similar to the Jaime Canelo shit. He looks good for
Lock
two.
it
And then it's up from there.
in. Kambosos looked good that first round against Haney in the first and second fight.
Yeah,
Kambosos, he started strong with it, and then he just finishes it off.
the second fight against Haney, I'll never forget. Kambosos came out moving his head like a madman, fucking dancing in there. And by like the third, halfway through the third round, his legs were toast. His head movement was no longer
I
there.
mean,
Tired.
bro, even in the Teal fight, I mean, no matter what y'all gotta say, Teal started to come back in the second half. He might have not completely came back, but he still, Kambosos started off super strong, super hot,
And
but
that's why
then Teal
Loma.
was able to pick up some rounds later on.
And that's why Loma's gonna get that late stoppage. He's gonna do what Teo
You
could have.
capping, bro.
Huh?
You capping.
Not capping.
You got it,
That's a
oh,
basic
yeah,
response to such a great answer.
you try to rewrite history.
You're writing history different in my eyes right now. But not Loma. That's what I think. Loma comes out, looks great, body stoppage, and he'll be like he did something Tio couldn't do. He did something what Haney couldn't do. He stops Kambosos.
I mean, it would be a statement because most people still think Loma won that fight, and especially after the Ryan Garcia fight, most people think Loma is a better fighter than Haney. So, him getting a stoppage against Kambosos would really capitalize, and that would put him back on the pound list and people in many people's eyes, and people would probably count him the top of the best of the sport again. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that boy got the nastiest footwork, but like I said, I do think this we'll finally get the Tank Loma fight after after Tank fights, we'll get the Loma call out, and it will finally be Tank's gonna be that'll be the second fight or third fight on his Amazon deal.
That'd be tough.
But yo, appreciate everyone watching. We'll be back next week, probably recap this, and we got the Tyson Fury Usyk coming next week. That's the fight we've really been waiting for. Undisputed heavyweight clash finally happening. But as always, go down, like, subscribe, comment your thoughts on this card. I'm Paul Pickle Winner, Marcus Primetime Penley, Gator Boy Southpaw's Run Boxing. If y'all didn't know, now I know, motherfucker.